I may be young, but I got feelings too, and I need to do what I feel like doing, so let me go and just listen. All you people look at me like I'm a little girl. Well, did you ever think it'd be okay for me to step into this world? Always saying, little girl, don't step into the club. Well, I'm just trying to find out why, 'cause dancing's what I love, yeah. I know I may come off quiet, may come off shy, but I feel like talking, feel like dancing when I see this guy. What's practical, what's logical, what the hell, who cares? All I know is I'm so happy when you're dancing there. I'm a slave for you. I cannot hold it, I cannot control it.
With I'm a Slave for You, and I guess Maddie has some company.
She does, because, in the Theme Breakers.
Yeah, the Theme Breakers, and girls.
This was a bit more gray area, because it doesn't say like what kind of slave, I guess, but come on, Traviata. Yeah.
I like what you said in your email, Traviata. I mean, it is a love song, but for penises. That was... Nice. Yeah, nice one. I like that.
When, like, Beloved sent me, like, a list of maybe some kind of things that maybe I would or wouldn't consider to be a love song, and this was on the list, like, as one of the questions. And I was saying, no, this is not. Don't do this song for this week. Yeah. So, oh, boy.
Yeah, but... That aside, I did really like this. It was really well mixed. It was really sexy. You were just like, I don't know, it was just so well put together. Everything like fit really well. You fit the song. The breasts were great. Just, it was really,
was
really
it stress
strong. What?
I thought you said the breasts were great.
Well, yeah, that too.
I've seen
in the video in my head, the breasts are also awesome.
I have met Traviata, and let me just... No, I'm not. Wow, Traviata. This was really freaking sexy. I was like, I would watch you dance all night. Dance for me, Asian. Dance. Sorry, that was like bad. But that was Dylan. That was what Dylan would say. Joking. Yeah, grey area song. The mixing was epic. This was super well performed and super sultry and sexy. I loved the panting. The panting made me want to pant. This was like, rawr. But
we can pant later when we punish them.
Promise.
Oh yeah.
I love you.
I love you too. Do you have anything else you want to say, Traviata?
No.
Okay, well, next up is Lash.
Oh.
Lash. Speaking of, we needed a Lash, so.
Lashing.
From Team Melly, by the way.
Psh.
Hit the beat and take it to the verse now.
Yeah.
With Mercy, not originally by Duffy, but she did the Duffy version. Lash. If I ask you nicely, will you like Lash Me or something. Because if that's what it is to be lashed, that was freaking sexy.
That is all.
Oh.
I have nothing more to add.
Oh, okay. Lash. This is my jam. I love this song. It's like my main one to do at karaoke, so like I know it really well. And you did awesome. Like the who's and stuff were like so like, oh my god, they were so good, and you had like this breathiness to them. They were so hot. I just really like this. You had like a great build. My only like I had one thing at like 2 minutes on one of the like on the big like mercies where you're supposed to go like bam up, you were like, you kind of like just, I don't know what it was, it just, you didn't like go for it, and so it was just kind of like, oh okay. But I really like this. Your layering was amazing, your singing was amazing, you were really like sexy in this. This was really 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 good, so good job. Now I can't
record, I lied, so I screw actually you. Have more to say.
Yeah.
The layers, I forgot to comment on like how many freaking layers there were, woman. Mm-hmm. Because there was like so many. Oh my gosh. I had one tiny note that I actually forgot, which was like one run disappeared halfway through it in the middle. I don't know if you,
I think that's the one, I think that's the one that I,
yeah, maybe it was. That was like my only thing. This was like awesome.
This is great. Okay. So up next is Ailey Monty.
Yeah. Oh, we have a Team Dylan.
Oh, hey, yeah, there is one.
Well, there's Dylan himself, but I guess it's not quite as good as...
Not the same.
I'm joking. I am totally joking.
Okay, let's listen to that one.
When I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word you're touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look too. Just my foolish heart. I'm lovely. Never, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Oh, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way. Just the way you look.
And that was Eileen Monty with The Way You Look Tonight. Ugh. I love how so many people are going, like, with these wonderful, like, classic songs where I can, like, just imagine them singing them in a bar in various states of dress that is not necessarily really dressed. Ugh. I really like this,
it's
Monty.
Such a perv.
So I can't help it with these people. They're all so sexy. I really like this, Monty. It was like, oh, it was really great for your voice. You, like, nailed, like, the style, and you had, like, this swagger to it that was just like, swagger this way, Eileen Monty. Yeah, no, this was really good. I liked it.
I liked it, too. The only, like, thing that I had was sometimes, like, right before the very beautiful, like, the ending bit, the ending line was, oh, so good. But just before that, I felt you kind of overdid it a little bit. But apart from that, I thought this was, like, so good. Like, your style on it was really, really good. Like, you really, like, adopted the jazz style for this. It was so well, like, performed. It was super sexy. You really captured, like, the feel of the song, which is kind of, like, a woman in love sort of thing, and there's nothing sexier than a woman in love, right? So I adored this. It was so good. Ugh. Monty, come to my house, take me away.
Okay, you can have Monty. I'll have Beloved.
Beloved, she's getting her claws in you. I want to take loads of the people on this competition back.
Yeah, they've all been so good. Okay, one more. Sukkono is up next.
My head is stuck in the clouds. She begs me to come down, says, boy, quit fooling around. I told her I love the view from up here. Warm sun and wind in my ear will watch the world from above as it turns to the rhythm of love. We may only have tonight, but till the morning sun, you're mine, all mine. Play the music low and sway to the rhythm of love. My heart beats like a drum, a guitar string to the strum, a beautiful song to be sung. She's got blue eyes deep like the sea that roll back when she's laughing at me. She rises up like the tide the moment her lips meet mine. We may only have tonight, but till the morning sun, you're mine, all mine. Play the music low and sway to the when the moon is low. We can dance in slow motion, and all your tears will subside, and all your tears will dry. Still be humming along, and I will keep you in my mind. The way you make love so fine. We may only have tonight,
to Connor.
Tell more. Is that your old critique?
No.
It should.
Oh, tell more. I really like you on this stuff. It was like, it had like the same kind of relaxed, happy, in love kind of thing as Monty's did, but it was like a chill and slightly different, and I thought that you delivered it really well. And you've improved so much, and I really liked the backing vocals. I felt that there were like a few vocal problems, but I'm not like, that's not a main thing. I felt that even like despite any problems, it didn't like ruin the illusion of sexy or anything like that. And I really liked this from you, actually, Sukono. I thought you did a really, really good job. And this is why me and Luke are in Finland as a pair.
Oh, that's why he picked Team Melly.
I don't know why I'm fighting Nanny's corner. It's not my responsibility. Whatever. Team Nanny.
I really, really like this. It was so chill, but at the same time, it was like so like lovely and in love, and like, I can just imagine like us sitting outside in like a field having a picnic and you with a guitar singing this, and it was like really sweet and I really liked it. And I love you, so yeah.
She made her declare her love for you.
I did. Which, this was love songs, so it's pretty intense. No, I really like this, so good job, Sukono. I guess we should go talk about results.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard.
Oh my god, I know. Everybody was amazing, and I don't want to cut anybody. This is going to suck.
No, I don't either.
Okay. Sigh.
As a consolation prize, you get me and Melly.
Yes.
Doing something for you, maybe.
Oh, on video, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And we're back. This was like really hard because seriously, all of you guys were so amazing.
Yeah, like it was really, really, really tough.
We're not
bullshitting you. We're not actually just saying that. We mean that. Like, it was really tough.
There's not a single person that submitted tonight that wasn't like what I wanted. Like, you guys were all just so good, and if we didn't have to cut anybody, I'd be like, okay, it's no cut night, because like,
I know. So as it stands, we're going to cut three, but Omi Pride 09 dropped, which means we're only cutting two.
Yeah.
So I guess we should just like go down, start with first place, and work our way down. Okay. Do you want to say first place?
I would love to. First place.
Do we actually know? We should say how we worked it out.
We did like the VH Platinum Simply the Best system, where like first place got 14 points and it went like down from there. So it was because like both of our lists were actually pretty different. So when we did it that way, it kind of balanced out everybody, and it was based on both of our opinions. So
yeah,
and we did agree on first place and who was cut. So it's not like only one of us agreed with that. So in first place tonight was Beloved Star, my woman.
Yeah.
So good job, Beloved.
Second place, we have a tie, a legitimate points tie between Lash and Russ.
Yeah. You guys both did like so good tonight. Yeah. So I'm really happy to see that. In fourth, I guess that would be fourth next. So in fourth place, Dylan Collins.
Yeah. In fifth place is sexy British person, Eileen Monty.
Oh, stop. Next up is sexy noob person, Eider.
And below Eider is Maddie.
Next week, Maddie. Theme.
Yeah.
Theme.
Just below, we should add just below, because it was all kind of close.
Yeah, so just below that, we had a three-way tie. It was like really close with these ones. Eighth, Traviata, Rochellular, and Cookies, you're all safe.
Mm-hmm. sexy threesome. Sorry. And next save is Valkyrie Celeste.
Okay, so that brings us to our bottom three. So in no particular order, that's Gildragon, Ophi Cal, and Sukkono. Ah, this is, like, really hard because everybody was good and you guys were so, like, you were not bad. So,
No, you really weren't. I hate this. I don't want to cut anyone.
I'll start and I'll cut somebody and then we'll have two left. Okay, so, unfortunately, cut tonight, Ophi Cal. I'm so sorry. You weren't bad. It was just, like, everybody else was so good. So it was just, like, it's really sad to see you go.
It literally did come down to sexiness and, like,
and it's really unfortunate. And thank you so much for coming in when somebody dropped. We really, really appreciate it and did, like, really well. And we're so sorry to see you go. Good job, Ophi Cal. Do you want to talk about the other two?
Yeah. The person who we've cut tonight is... It came down to the performance and the way that it was performed in a sexy way. And Gil, whilst we feel that you have perhaps the kind of more classically considered sexy voice, you didn't perform it as sexily as we would have liked. It felt like you were just singing it as you, and there wasn't a lot of, like, performance aspect to it. Whereas Sukkono, whilst he does have a sexy voice too, he put more into it, and it just, like, fit the sexiness more. She's not very articulate of me, I'm sorry, but unfortunately, and I'm really sad to see you go, Gil.
Yeah, it really, really sucks. And if somebody drops, I'll be, like, sure to, like, tell you right away, because...
Yeah, definitely.
It was, like, it was so, so close. It was just little things that put one person over the other, so it really...
I hate this.
We need to look to the future. Next week, I guess we can talk about themes. Do you want to talk about the main or the immunity?
I will talk about the main theme.
Okay, so the immunity, I'm actually really excited for the immunity. This is, like, totally my kind of thing. I love movies, and this theme is the sexiest gun in the West. So the whole point is that we have 10 movie quotes, and you have to use at least 3 in any combination, voice, setting, mix you want, but the line itself can't be edited or rewritten or anything. You can add in filler lines, but half the submission must be from these quotes. So the quotes are, Savvy from Pirates of the Caribbean, Go Ahead, Make My Day from Sudden Impact, the Dirty Harry movie, Rosebud from Citizen Kane, One Morning I Shot an Elephant in My Pajamas, How He Got in My Pajamas, I Don't Know, from Animal Crackers, Elementary, My Dear Watson from Sherlock Holmes, Mrs. Robinson, You're Trying to Seduce Me, Aren't You, from The Graduate, Open the Pod Bay Doors, Hal, from 2001 A Space Odyssey, Carpe Diem, Seize the Day, Make Your Lies Extraordinary, from Dead Poets Society, I'll Get You, My Pretty, and Your Little Dog, Too, from The Wizard of Oz, and Take Your Stinking Paws Off Me, You Damn Dirty Ape, from Planet of the Apes. So some of them...
I'm really looking forward to the last two, because they're borderline bestialities.
So yeah, some of them are, like, they're more easy to make sexy, and some of them aren't, but I think it'll be really interesting to see what you guys all take with that. So you have to use at least 3. They're all listed in the email as well that I sent out yesterday, so good luck on that, everybody. And you can talk about the main...
Yeah, the main this week is Make It Sexy. So we want you to take a song that isn't particularly considered sexy, the unsexier the better, and make it sexy with just the powers of performance and vocals and all that jazz that comes with producing songs for the show.
Yeah.
So... I'm really looking forward to that. I have a feeling that it's going to be hilarious.
Yes, I'm super excited. Both of these rounds should be both, like, hilarious and sexy, and I can't wait. Thank you, everybody, for submitting tonight and listening to the show. Fare thee well.
Goodbye, Gil.
Yeah, goodbye, Gil and Ophi Cal. You did so good. I'm sorry.
So sad.
Okay, bye.
Bye.